with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Proverbs 18. I'd like to look at one verse of Scripture, verse 18. Proverbs 18, 18. This is what the Lord has to say. The lot causeth contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty. In this verse of Scripture, two things are revealed about the lot. Number one, it causeth contentions to cease. Secondly, it parteth or separates between the mighty. Lord willing, I'm going to try to deal with that and tell you what the Lord has to say to us today. What the lot did, because we don't cast lots, but what the lot would do in the Old Testament, it would give or render the reason that all discord was put away between two parties, the lot. It separates and makes a distinction so that there's no doubt. That's what the lot did. Now, if we were to consider today, or we were to do something, or I'm going to give you a couple of examples of what we're all familiar with, and it would be a relatively good illustration of what the lot did. A decision was going to have to be made. A lot was cast. Today, whenever a football game starts, what happens is you got your referees and you got your captains, co-captains from each team. They come out to the middle of the field. And what's going to happen is the referee's going to take a coin. He's going to show it to you. This is heads, this is tails. All right? Somebody's going to call it. Going to flip a coin. And whatever the call is, whatever that coin comes up, that's where it's going to be. There's not going to be any debate out of the fans, out of the stands. Well, we're the home team. We ought to be able to kick off first. We got a better rating than what they have. No, this is the lot. And that coin is flipped, and everybody has agreement. Whatever that says, this one that won it, he can decide whether or not they want to kick or to refrain until the second half and receive then. All right, and whatever he does, then the other one gets to say, okay, well, we'll take this side of the field. The lot. And what it did was it ended all debate. We're not going to talk about it. The coin was flipped. You got some straws. All right, one of them shorter. Nobody can see it except the one holding it knows where it is. All right, draw straws. Whoever drew the, whatever it was, short straw, long straw, whatever it was, that ended it. We all agreed. Whatever it came out, that's going to be the way it is. Now, knowing that, listen to this. The lot causeth contentions to cease and parteth or separateth between the mighty. The numerous is what that word means. And it means opinions. The lot. In the case of the lot, the reason in the Old Testament among God's people that it was binding was because each party knew that that lot was governed by God Almighty. That lot that was cast in the Old Testament set forth God's will, God's providence for His people. The people bowed to the result of the lot. Whenever Israel went into the Promised Land, there were 12 tribes. Part of them stayed on one side of the Jordan River. Most of them on the other side. Do you know how they decided who got what? The lot. Numbers 26:55. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. Almighty God set forth by lot. This is what you're going to get. This tribe, this is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get. And there was no debate. The lot. God Almighty left no doubt as to where those boundaries were going to be for any of the tribes. And all contentions, and all doubts, and all debates, and all arguments were eliminated. The Lord decided. Guilt was decided by the lot. Whenever Jonah was told by God Almighty to go to Nineveh, what did Jonah do? Got him a ticket for a boat to Joppa. And before he got there, God sent a storm. And all of the mariners, they knew that this is not good here. We're going to draw lots. Jonah 1:7, and they said, everyone to his fellow, come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. God ordered that. You know the story. Whenever Israel was told by God, you go in, fight the battles, don't touch anything, don't take anything. And there was a man named Achan. And Achan saw a wedge of gold and a Babylonian garment. And he wanted it. He took it, hid it under his tent. They went into a city called Ai. And the scripture says that the men of Ai defeated the nation of Israel. Came back Jonah. Joshua cast himself, Lord, what's happened here? The lot was cast. It came on down to tribe and then family and then individuals, and it fell on Achan. And God Almighty exposed it. You know what happened? They stoned Achan and his family, everybody. Sin was put out of the camp by God's lot. So the lot was that which God's will was set forth, and His choice was determined. The lot. Proverbs 16:33, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. That's what the lot symbolized. That believers trust God Almighty to direct our steps according to His will. Do you want to know what God's will is? Watch and see what God does. That's the lot. That is the lot. The casting of lots was an outward manifestation that we don't know what to do. And whatever is done, we wait upon the Lord to do it. The lot. They trusted God. They trusted the Lord. And those lots were cast. Turn over to Leviticus chapter 16. This is probably one of the most well known. Leviticus 16. This was on the Day of Atonement. This is that one day in the year when the high priest could enter in to the Holy of Holies, not without blood, and make atonement one day out of the year in that Holy of Holies where that tabernacle was. Where the altar, where the mercy seat was. That one day, Leviticus 16, verse 7. Here's what they were going to do. Atonement was going to have to be made. They'd take two goats. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats. One lot for the Lord, the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall take the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell, and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot failed to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. This is what was going to happen. Two goats were brought before the high priest. Lots were cast. One lot was going to be on the goat for the Lord. That goat was going to die. The other lot was for the scapegoat. Both goats were needed as a picture of a type of the atonement for the putting away of sin. One of them showed that blood must be shed. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no remission. There is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. And that sin is going to have to be taken away. As far as the east is from the west, behind the back of God, cast into the sea. Where is that? He said, I will regard it no more. God Almighty puts away the sin of His people in justice, and then it's cast away. For all that He's everlastingly loved, for all that the Lord Jesus Christ died, their sin going to be put away. Back in Leviticus, not even the selection of which goat would perform the picture of Christ's office was left to man. Not even the selection of the goats. Isaiah 28:16, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone. Tried stone, precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. God Almighty, jealous of even the type of His precious Son. So today, we, though we don't cast lots, we don't have that ritual, that performance, we don't do it. But the principle of casting the lot was set forth in being God's will was determined. That's what the lot was for. The Lord decides. The Lord directs. The Lord orders. And we trust that He orders and directs our paths. Here's the principle of the lot. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. How many things? All things. This is the lot. We seek the Lord in prayer, and we trust His providence according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. This is the lot. In the Old Testament, when a case or a given situation couldn't be determined between parties, lots were cast. And the scripture that we're dealing with this morning says this: the lot causeth contentions to cease, parteth between the mighty, made opposing parties, is what he's saying, or unanswerable questions. If it was an opinion, it's my opinion, that's your opinion. God Almighty cast the lot, and it ended it. Now let me tell you what we have today as set forth according to Scripture. I'm going to read it. And this is, if you want to know, the determining factor. If you want to know what answers all questions, if you want to know what God Almighty is going to set forth as being that which is unanswerable, here it is, God's Word. God's Word. Psalm 119, 105. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Here's the bottom line. Whatever God has to say ends it. It's over. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable. Here's what it is. It's effectual. It's profitable. For doctrine, if you want to know that which God Almighty has to say concerning His Son, salvation, providence, creation, what does God have to say in His Word? What does God have to say? It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I looked up the word lot, just to know. This definition of the word lot, here it is, the destiny. The destiny. I thought, I understand that. The destiny. God Almighty controlling all. God's Word. According to God's providence. Blessed by God's Spirit. So for the believer, the one taught of God, the one that knows that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose, they can, with absolute confidence, scriptural confidence, this is what I can say, I can rest my eternal soul. What matters today? Right here. This is the only thing that matters. I'm going to tell you something. Everything else is going to burn up. But let me tell you this. For the sake of God's honor, God's glory, and my eternal good, what does God have to say? And this is the only thing that I'm concerned about. With scriptural confidence, the lot, God's Word, God's determination, when they flipped that coin, when they drew those straws, that determined it. When that lot was cast, whatever, I read, they but maybe it was a stone. Maybe it was different. Whatever the lot was, it didn't say what it was. It just said the lot. Whatever it was, whatever the determining lot was, the way it came out was the way it was. I'm telling you right now, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my words shall not pass away. That's what the Lord said, Matthew 24:35. In closing, I want to make a comment, one comment. I said at the beginning of this message, I made this statement. In the case of the lot, the reason that it's binding is that each party has agreed to its result. In the case of the lot, each party has agreed to the result. Today, say the stands in a football game, we're all in agreement. It ain't going to change. But you know, when I said that the reason that the lot was binding was that each party agreed to the result, somebody might say, yeah, but all men don't agree with God's Word. All men are not in agreement. No, maybe not now. Maybe not today. But I can tell you this. According to God's Word, every knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God. I'm going to tell you right now, in that day, every man, every woman is going to say, You, Lord, You're God. You, Lord, chose a people. Lord, You've shown mercy to Your people. And I'm getting exactly what I deserve. I'm going to be in hell because I would not bow to Your Christ. I'm telling you. The lot, God's Word, God's Word. God's word. The lot was the determining factor. The lot causeth contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty, the numerous opinions. You want to know where it's all going to end? It's going to end in the day of judgment according to God's word. And God's word going to stand. Lord, for Christ's sake and for the eternal good of my soul, have mercy on me. In the name of the Lord Jesus.